All right, so we're looking at the visions of Zechariah, and it's kind of a strange one. You get a Pony Express sort of going around and reporting what they witnessed, and this particular text made me think of one of my favorite songs, and this is the only song I know by this band. The band is Steeler's Wheel. They're from the 70s. And there's this great song used in a great movie I liked when I was a kid. And the chorus is like this. Once you hear this chorus, you can go, oh, yeah, that song, okay? Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, stuck in the middle with you, wondering what I should do, right? It's a great song. I love it. It's wonderful. And I think that captures our text quite well for tonight. This was Israel's issue. They're caught between God's enemies, Babylon and Syria, the jokers and the clowns, the left and the right of them. And there they were. At this moment, the Syrians had swept the Babylonians, and the Syrians had set those, the Babylonians had captured, free Jerusalem's back. But there's still these jokers and clowns were all around them, and they were there with God, wondering what I should do at this time. And so here comes this vision in which the angel of the Lord comes and shows Zechariah that these enemies of God are at peace and rest. Right? Like, those who like oppressed you, those who are working against you, your enemies, they are profiting at this time. They seek power, and by George, they're getting it, right? Any injustice, slothfulness in terms of righteousness, they're doing it. And it's like apparently working out well for them. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you, God, wondering what I should do. So I think that perfectly captures what was going on in this text. Israel was wondering, we're back, but I just don't see how this is unfolding. And God tells him at this moment, I've got you. I understand it seems like your enemies are winning over you. I understand your place, and I am with you. And that's what Zechariah was to bring to Israel. Here's the question for us we want to consider tonight. How will we live faithfully to God and his calling, to what God is doing with us, even when it seems like our enemies are winning and are victorious and we are not? That's what we're dealing with in our vision. That's what Israel's dealing with. That's something you and I still kind of face on a regular basis, right? Don't turn on the news these days, because when you do, it just looks kind of chaotic. And it doesn't seem to be going well for, say, God's people. Or maybe in your own life, you're dealing with those anxieties. And man, it seems like I am not profiting in this life. I'm not winning out in this life. How do I live faithfully in the midst of this all? So here's our foundation as Christians. Like, this is what sets us apart. And that is, of course, Christ Jesus, right? Like, that's the thing that sets us apart, that directs our hearts and our minds at this time. He's the one who fights on our side, right? Like, we know this in his death and resurrection, right? Like, it was that moment he said to you that you're mine, and here is my life for you, right? He sets you up. This is what happens in the life of Jesus. When he died and then rose again, he goes to God the Father, and he goes, hey, you see so-and-so down there? Well, they're my brother, so let them into your table and dine with me in your salvation. And God goes, yeah, they're there, because you said so. And then he goes, hey, you know how you gave me the world? I'm in charge of it, Father, and then you gave it to me. Well, I want you to give that to them now. Like, you give that to them. And God goes, yeah, you got it. That now, that's yours.